Hey everyone, welcome back to Racing to Win, brought to you by Apex 146. I'm your host, Julia Robinson. So first off, welcome back. I know we did have a week off from our episodes as the MotoGP riders took a much deserved week off after the doubleheader in Austria. But we are back. We are at the 12th round of the 2021 MotoGP season as teams and riders begin to arrive in Great Britain at the Silverstone Circuit. Now, since we left Austria, we've learned that Monster Energy Yamaha and Maverick Vinales will be ending their contract early. He had previously announced a signed deal with Aprilia for the 2022 season, but since then has confirmed that he will not be finishing this season alongside Fabio Quartararo. So sitting in for him this weekend, we have Silverstone hometown hero Cal Crutchlow. Cal has been filling in for Franco Morbidelli the past two races, who unfortunately had a pretty severe knee injury before the summer break, but we are excited that Morbidelli will be back alongside Valentino Rossi in Silverstone this weekend. So we have an exciting race weekend coming up. We have some pretty good weather actually forecasted, so let's dive into what we can expect for this weekend in regards to weather, circuit, and most importantly, who to keep an eye on. Let's quickly dive into the weather forecast for this weekend. It's actually looking pretty consistent. We're looking at dry, fingers crossed it stays dry, partly cloudy, high 60s for Fahrenheit, dipping into the 50s at night. So it is going to be cooler air temperatures. That partly cloudy may result in lower circuit temperatures than we have seen the past 2 years, so 2019 and 2017, but we are seeing pretty similar conditions to the race in 2016. Now, looking at historical tire choices, we've seen people successful with hard hards, also hard front, soft rear. So this really just shows the emphasis of tire management, riding style. It is a pretty long circuit. There are 20 laps. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a big mix for tire choice. Those that go out in hard because of the cooler temperatures forecasted and the cloud coverage, we're going to see them taking the time in the beginning to warm up their tires and then really pushing hard once they get those temperatures up. On the contrary, we may see some people with a hard front, soft rear, in which case they're going to be able to push harder from the start. But then as the circuit heats up, as those tires gain more heat, we're going to need to focus more on tire preservation and awareness from the riders. So tying tire choice into the circuit configuration and weather, the Silverstone circuit has 8 left-hand corners and 10 right-hand corners. So this is a very well-balanced circuit. It's a very diverse circuit in regards to configuration. We aren't seeing many long straightaways, but because there are a combination of wider flowing corners as well as very tight technical ones that are balanced between the left and right, we will be seeing riders having a better chance at maintaining the heat and grip within their tires on the circuit. So like I said, the weather is looking pretty consistent from Friday through Sunday. This will set riders up well to be able to understand what race conditions will be like, be able to really lock in their bike setup and tire choices throughout free practice, really nail it down in qualifying, and be ready to rock on Sunday. This forecast makes me slightly relieved because the two rounds in Austria, it was no secret, very drama-filled. The weather threw some twists and turns in there, especially the second round where we saw Brad Binder basically looking like he was skating on ice through the last corners as he finished what turned into a wet race on slicks. So I am personally really excited about the weather forecast going into Silverstone. It is a very unique circuit. We have seen some amazing last lap battles here. If we look back to 2019, Alex Rins and Marc Marquez, it was down to the last corner, and there's just that epic shot of them looking at each other as they cross the finish line almost perfectly side by side. Hoping to see Marc Marquez come back this weekend. He's had his ups and downs since his return, but why don't we dive into riders specifically, manufacturers, who we're keeping an eye on, and more importantly, why? So starting big picture, let's just look at who has historically succeeded at this circuit, and we're going to start solely by placements. So again, in 2019, we saw Rins and Marc Marquez down to the wire. Rins did come out ahead, followed closely by three Yamahas and then another Honda. 2017, we did see a Ducati land in first place. That was Dovizioso, followed closely by, again, two Yamahas, Maverick Vinales, Valentino Rossi, and then a Honda. 1 year back, 2016, Maverick Vinales came in first. We saw Cal Crutchlow in second, Valentino Rossi in third, and then two factory Hondas. So needless to say, we tend to see Yamaha, Honda, and more recently Suzuki coming in on top at this circuit. That's not a big surprise because these bikes, and more importantly the riders on them, tend to be very agile and adaptive riders. So like I said, this circuit is very diverse. We're not going to see a huge advantage from Ducati on pulling away on the straights, because there really isn't any long significant straights, but there is a very mixed bag in regards to configuration. So big picture takeaway, focus on riders that are adaptive, they're agile on their bikes, and they're really able to utilize all the different characteristics of their setups to maintain consistent lap times around this circuit. Suzuki and Yamaha really stand out to me as the most agile manufacturers. Rins and Mir have had their ups and downs this season, but especially Mir has really found his way. He's stepping up to defend that world champion title, and we're really excited to see what he can bring to the table here at Silverstone this weekend. So although we don't actually have historical data on Mir at Silverstone, we do know that Suzuki has had proven success with Rins at this circuit, and Mir has definitely found his way and optimized his bike setup. His riding style fits perfectly for this circuit. He's a very agile, fast, consistent, doesn't need that hard acceleration like what we saw in Austria. And honestly, as silly as it sounds, he is in a great mental state. He's feeling really good coming out of Austria, and we are going to be seeing a bit more mild weather conditions, so definitely keep an eye on Mir. I would not count Rins out. He has been a little bit lost at sea this season, but you know, we can't count him out. He was the race winner last time we were here. And a little fun fact, Rins actually holds one of the top three strongest speed indexes for Sector 2. Now, Sector 2 is the longest of the four sectors at this circuit, so holding a superior performance in this specific sector actually gives athletes a pretty big advantage because it's giving them more time to cover ground, close gaps, and pull ahead. So we have Mir, Rins. Let's move over to Marc Marquez. He's had a little bit mixed start of the season, but again, we have seen him on the podium numerous times here, and similar to Rins, he holds a superior speed in Sector 2, but he's also able to match that with a superior consistency index. So Marc Marquez is very well-rounded in what stands as the longest sector. We see that as a big advantage, and we see that as a dangerous place for other riders, because that is where we will most likely be seeing him closing gaps on those ahead and pulling away from those behind. It goes without saying, Marc Marquez is also one of the most adaptive riders. He's able to move that Honda unlike basically anybody else. And with the mild temperatures and circuit conditions for free practice and qualifying, we see that that could give him an advantage to qualify onto the front row, which at this circuit has a proven value for getting ahead going into the first corner. Now, definitely want to talk about Quartararo Morbidelli, and in this case, Cal Crutchlow. So starting with Quartararo, he is the world championship leader. He unfortunately did not make it very far into the 2019 Silverstone Grand Prix. We saw a unfortunate DNF from him there. So similar to Mir, we do not have historical indexing on him at this circuit since joining MotoGP, but we have seen him accelerate at balancing his speed and consistency, which is a pretty big step for him. And so I do think that will come in handy for this circuit because it is so diverse that if he can match his performance throughout the diverse sections of this circuit, I do think that that will give him a pretty big advantage. As far as Morbidelli and Cal Crutchlow go, I have them down as just two interesting people to watch, not necessarily saying that they are going to bring home the gold this weekend. Morbidelli is coming back off that injury, but he does hold superior performance indexes at this circuit, specifically speed and consistency, similar to Marquez and Rins. And so we do look forward to seeing him come back. I just think he's going to be a fun one to watch. We may see him easing back into racing, but nonetheless, I think Morbidelli will be giving us a great performance. And similar to him, we have Cal Crutchlow. This is going to be his first race on the Monster Energy bike this season. So we can assume that there is going to be a little bit of an adaptive time for him. But again, he does have that hometown hero in his head. He has ridden this track probably more than anybody, and he has proven success on the circuit with Honda. So if we can see him really lock in that factory Yamaha on Friday, Saturday, I think that he will be a pretty hard competitor on Sunday. And last but not least, let's touch on two Ducati riders that I think will be putting in a good performance. That would be Zarco and Bagnaia. Now, this is not to say that Miller and Jorge Martin are not going to be competitive, but I just think that Zarco and Bagnaia have a little bit more of the agile side to their riding, and they're really able to harness the power of the Ducati and move it in a way that resembles something closer to a Yamaha or Suzuki. So again, there are no long straightaways. Having a hard acceleration and being superior in hard braking is not going to be as big of an advantage here. But with that said, it is a fast track. There are a handful of open flowing corners. So I do think that we could see Ducati competing at the front of the group. There are a lot more riders we could talk about. I will throw Oliveira's name out there. I do just have a good feeling about him. He does not tend to qualify as well as some of his other close competitors, but we will most likely see him on a hard. That's what KTM tends to go for. And if he's able to really let his tires warm up, give himself the time in the first few laps, I think we could see him pushing. There is a lot of passing on this circuit, so even if he doesn't get the best start, he will be able to climb his way through the pack. So those are my top names to watch for this week. Just to recap, we have Mir and Rins with Suzuki, Marquez with Honda, Morbidelli, Quartararo, Crutchlow with Yamaha, Zarco, Bagnaia with Ducati, and then just for fun, we're throwing Oliveira in there with KTM. I would like to remind you, it is only Wednesday. We do have a few days before riders take to the circuit. Things can change, weather can change, but as it stands, this is who we see being top competitors this weekend. We will be missing Maverick Vinales, but I am personally very excited to see Cal Crutchlow get on that factory Yamaha at his hometown circuit and see what he can bring to the table. All of this analysis is based off of Apex 146's proprietary performance indexes. We take into account many different variables when we do create these indexes, and so this is my job to consolidate this into useful information for you. Whether you are playing fantasy with your friends, maybe placing some pre-event bets, or just trying to learn more about all of the riders lining up on the grid going into Silverstone. There's a lot to unpack before every race, and there's a lot of riders that we did not mention today, but that's the great thing about providing analysis based off of these numbers. It is an unbiased opinion. It is based off historical and in-season performance. And every week, there's going to be new riders that we talk about depending on what race we're heading into. So with that, I hope you learned a little bit more about your riders. I know we did focus more on the circuit itself today and different areas to look at. But just remember, Sector 2 is the longest. It's a huge advantage to have superior performance there. Weather's looking consistent. We're hoping to see riders really get locked in by free practice too. And last but not least, tire choice is really important because we're going to see those with harder compounds ideally be restrained a little bit in the beginning, but then be able to make up significant ground partway through the race and then really push towards the second half. So don't be mistaken, if someone launches out in front, they have a hard front, a soft rear, they most likely are not going to lead for the entire race because those that have the hards that are able to preserve them and able to really optimize when they push are ultimately going to hold an advantage. And that is a wrap as we head into the British Grand Prix at the Silverstone Circuit. I'm Julia Robinson, and you've been listening to Racing to Win, brought to you by Apex 146. Thank you for joining, and have a fantastic race weekend.